In the past week, the Gillard government released its draft national disability strategy and the coalition announced their students with disability policy. Today I'm joined by Matthew Gilliland, research and policy coordinator at Media Access Australia, to discuss what the impact of these policies may have on accessibility in Australia. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi, Roberta. Thanks for having me.
Now, what is the draft national disability strategy?
Okay, well, when the Gillard government first was elected, they put in a policy of social inclusion, and as part of that, they sought to come up with a really integrated policy to do with the disabilities and how to put it back on the agenda and to go forward in the future. And they had a consultation period. They came up with some sort of policy areas where they were going to look at. There was a discussion period around it, and they've just released the final document, and it's about 72 pages long, so it's quite long and detailed.
So what does the document say about accessibility?
Well, the really exciting thing is they have a whole chapter dedicated to inclusive and accessible communities. They start off by saying that the outcome they want is that people with disability live in accessible and well-designed communities, so that they can fully participate in social, economic, sporting and cultural life. So one of the main aspects of this is universal design. So they give some examples about making sure that light switches, there are light switches and ramps for people with some physical disabilities, but they also make specific reference to access to media, so with for captions for the hearing impaired, for one thing, and then they also make references to access to technology and communications material. So the exciting thing is they've actually mentioned specifically access to media and technology. So it's finally on the national agenda, and we've seen in this sort of political debate that they're actually mentioning access to media and the accessible cinemas decision. So it's really quite exciting. And there's the potential development of the national broadband network, which is still on the agenda, to provide even more opportunities for people with disabilities.
Now, the National Disability Strategy is the government's policy. So what is the coalition's?
The coalition haven't actually announced a specific policy relating to accessibility, but they have announced that they'll bring in what they call portable funding for disabled students, so that instead of say a state education department receiving funding for having a certain number of disabled students, if a disabled student goes to a certain school, then that school will directly get some funding. Now, this may mean that some schools, some classrooms become accessible if the right number of particular students with particular disabilities go. So if there's particular hearing or particular vision impairments that students have, they might make a class accessible from that point. But it may mean that so it allows sort of the pooling of funding in that regard. But it could also mean that schools aren't really guaranteed the continuity of funding, which they might have at the current system, because if a student left the school, then they'd lose their funding, though. But, I mean, ultimately, as I said before, it's really great to see that both parties have made disabilities an election issue. But if we're going to talk about accessibility as an issue in and of itself, the National Disability Strategy, which has just been released by the government, has a whole lot of very specific policies dedicated to accessibility, to universal design, and talking about their current commitments and what they want to see in the future. So it's really good to see that the rights of the social and economic rights of people with disabilities are being mentioned in Australia again.
Yes, that is very, very good news indeed. And it'll be interesting to see if the coalition policy is spelled out with a little bit more detail.
It would be good to see. I mean, they've got their the mental health policy, which is definitely leaps and bounds ahead, but in terms of accessibility, it's a bit of a winner on the cards at the moment.
Yeah, well, you've done very well with that one, I'll tell you, Matthew. Now, thanks for talking to us today, and if you listeners want to know more about these developments in accessible policy, email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess, that's all one word, .org.au, or you can call 02 9212 6242, or visit the website at mediaaccess.org.au for more information. And I've been speaking today with Matthew Gilliland, Research and Policy Coordinator at Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.